Happy New Year's Eve, kiddos!
Hey!
Momo's here, the great Ramona Shelburne, your boy is here, the loud Clinton Yates, ESPN 710, filling in for Sedano and LZ, December 31st, 2020, the day we've all been waiting for. I say that in the happiest jest possible, Momo. Quickly, before we get into some basketball history, just tell me your thoughts on this Thursday about where we are on the calendar.
You know what is interesting? Last year at this time, I was thinking about where I was last year at this time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
December 31st, 2019, my cousins would come down from Oregon, and they were like, let's go out. And I was like, I have a one-year-old, okay? And they were like, let's go out.
Right.
So I said to my mom, I said to grandma, I said, could you stay in and watch, you know, the baby for us like that? And she was like, yeah, I'll do that. You guys go out. So we went and got Korean barbecue. We went out, okay? And then my husband, who had no interest in New Year's, he was like, I'm going to go home and be the responsible parent. If you guys want to go out, you guys go ahead. I was like, cool, see ya.
right?
So we go to this like club in downtown LA, and just humor me with this, Clinton, okay? Mm-hmm. We go to this club. I've never been a club person, but you know, like sometimes like you go and you just like, you're not feeling it, you're not into it, but then all of a sudden you get into it. Like once
this
you're there, you're like, well,
the turn up.
Yeah, Momo. The turn up. You're like, come on. You know what? Way deep back in your history, there was a fun person here. There was a girl. There was like 22-year-old Momo who would go out if she was in Vegas or wherever, okay? And like that's still in there somewhere. And so I had a really good time. It was just my cousin and I, and we went out. And then it always ends badly, right? Like you have a really good time, but it ends badly because people drink too much, and then you can't find people, and then it's getting late, and people are mad because they want to go home, and the other people don't want to go home. And, you know, it always ends badly, but it was so fun for a few hours, okay? And it was like a totally out of Ramona experience. Like, I don't do things like that. I don't go out and, like, you know, it was like a psychedelic hippie party. Like, mm-hmm. It was so fun, Clinton.
And
it was
awesome.
And I remember it was like, and I think the lesson that I had learned with that one was like, just go with it. Like sometimes go with it and just don't always judge it and decide who you are and what you like to do to have fun. And I have a very different takeaway this year, which is Nevin and I, my husband, we are planning on watching a movie tonight. I think we're gonna watch Tenet. I think it'll be cool.
Oh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be I don't know, either that or Wonder Woman. I'm not sure. We're deciding.
Okay.
No, so Tenet, okay. That sounds good.
Very well.
And we're going to, like, you know, cook some, like, food or whatever and stay up, maybe watch a little Ryan Seacrest or whoever's doing New Year's.
Man.
And then I'm going to try not to watch Cobra Kai at midnight tonight because Nevin wants to go to bed and we're going to watch it together. And I'm going to fight all my temptation not to do it right when it comes online.
That's
fair. That's what I'm going
to
do today.
We're gonna get to Cobra Kai later.
Yeah.
And Greg, quickly, I will ask you, what image did I text you earlier today about awful New Year's Eve experiences? I'm going to ask you to read off of that flyer because there is one hilarious New Year's Eve meme that came out a while ago, but it's extremely funny. Bergman, have you found that?
I did find it, and it says totally overhyped.
Read it from the top down.
Oh, okay, it's Roni. I can't read. It's tough to read. Roni Ponal Productions presents totally overhyped New Year's Eve party. Get in a fight with your date in front of everyone at Super
Sounds
Douchey
right.
Dance Club.
Yep,
correct.
This is in red, full of posers and and Jersey Shore rejects.
Dude, this is like exactly
DJ
what I did D-bag. Last week.
DJ, go on, hold on. Let him finish, Momo. Let him finish.
Yeah.
DJ D-bag spins nonstop dubstep and takes no requests.
Yes.
Tickets,
yep.
6 months rent and your dignity. Come get drunk and cry while your date vomits in the bathroom.
Exactly. And that is what, once I had that happen more than once, and it got to two strikes, I was like, I'm not getting to a third. I'm shutting it down on New Year's Eve. So these days, New Year's Eve does not involve anything, even if we weren't in a panoramic, as they like to say on the internet. And I'm not making fun of that. I'm just trying to be light, you know. But I totally get you. And listen, I wish you well with your New Year's Eve. We got a show to do. We got a lot of stuff. So let's get to it. All right. Sedano and LZ, Clinton Yates, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN 710. Last night, the Lakers played the Spurs. Now, there was a lot of things that happened in that game, and we can get to that later. We'll discuss what's going on with the Lakers roster. But the most important thing that happened in this game was Becky Hammon. Now, Momo, obviously you've known Becky for a while, and we're not going to get into the journalism element of what people were writing in terms of how they were qualifying, what she did. We can get into that because I actually want to know what you think about that. But my point is this. When you saw that, and being who you are, and all the things you've done, you know, where were you in just that moment of your feelings about not just women in basketball, but women in sports and women in this country and on the globe in terms of how far Becky has come and, frankly, how far the Spurs have kind of led everybody else out of the darkness on things like this?
Yeah, you know what I thought that was, you know, it's funny. We always, like, some women have different takes on this. Like, some women want to be just like, yeah, you know, we just want to be treated just like anybody else, like judge us just like anybody else. And, you know, it's cool that she coached, but she's already coached a couple times and like they already know her. So, you know, I'm not like that at all. Mm. Like, no, that is a big moment. And yes, we have seen it coming. And yes, it could have been any one of the like dozen women who now have coaching jobs in the NBA, which is awesome. And I think to me, the biggest thing about not just Becky coaching, okay, is, and you can relate to this too, obviously, as a black man, okay, is it's about opportunity costs, okay? And people don't know this term, but when Becky got that job, it was a really big deal. When they made her an assistant coach, we were like, whoa, Becky's gonna be, that's awesome. She's an assistant coach. And all of a sudden, now we got like a bunch. Like there's a bunch of female assistants. And what it means is, one of them is going to be a head coach. It doesn't mean it's going to be Becky. Doesn't mean it's going to be the lady in Dallas or the lady in Cleveland or the lady in Sacramento. Okay, Lindsay Harding, who that's my girl. I think she's going to. That's the one I'm going to bet on, Lindsay Harding, because I just think, in terms of, you know, and also the lady in Cleveland, she's pretty good because she's been a head coach before at Cal.
May I jump in here quickly for a second, right? Momo? And the reason I'm jumping in is because I do want to ask on sort of a more granular level, is Becky, in your mind, sort of the most, and I don't want to add a judgment to this, but I'll say it this way. Do you think she's the most deserving of what that first head coach job is going to be in a simple sort of, I don't know, not, I don't want to say figurehead way, but like, is she the sort of front runner in your minds from a merit standpoint, putting the fact that we all believe this merit to be real and obviously of value?
So it's a different question, right? Do I think she will be the first?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
I don't want to say no. I don't want to say no. But my instinct is no. Okay. And the reason being is I don't think she has had the head coaching experience that other female assistant coaches who are in the NBA have had.
And you mean that at any level?
Like, in other words, like Becky didn't coach in college. She didn't coach at the G League level or whatever it is, right? Like, so I think when you're looking for a head coach and you're going to take a big swing, okay, and you're going to hire the first female head coach, like, you probably want to hire somebody who's been a head coach before. So that's why I think Lindsay Gottlieb's been very impressive as a head coach. She was a head coach at Cal women's basketball program.
Yep.
But it's like somebody who's run a franchise before, who's run a team before. I just think that gives her a little bit of a leg up in terms of, you know, I'm just thinking about what that interview is going to be like, what that ownership group's going to be like, you know, deciding. Because here's what people think about. They think about whether or not the players are going to respect the female head coach, right? Ugh. And they're going to treat her with that respect, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, Becky has that. I mean, you hear what everybody says about her, okay? I know a lot of the women head coach. I try to you know, reach out to all of them when they get the job and say, like, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on you, you know, let's stay in touch, et cetera, right? And likewise, I do with, like, Lauren Holtkamp. She's the referee. She's a female referee. I try to do that with, like, all the women in the NBA because, you know, there's not that many of us, right? So we got to look out for each other a little. So we try to do that. But I think in terms of, like, what franchises are thinking, they're thinking, if we hire this woman and this is going to be, like, it's the same thing with Branch Rickey was thinking with Jackie Robinson. I got to find a star. I got to find somebody who's going to succeed because the worst thing that could happen is we hire her and she fails.
You really think that's where we're at with that? I mean, there are so many, and I don't want to, you know, again, I don't want to be too hypercritical of what happens from a hiring standpoint in the NBA because the NBA is the most progressive league in the country. That's not up for debate. But, like, are we still at a point where
we are?
You know, if we let's just say, and I'm going to use this example because they're the worst team in the NBA and they happen to be from my hometown. If the Wizards can their coach and hire a woman, like, because I'm presuming it's going to be, and I hate to say this, like a bad team, for lack of a better term, because, you know, that's what bad teams do. They recycle their coaches. I mean, are you going to think that people are going to be like, oh, the reason this team was continued to be garbage was because a woman was coach? Because I'm not saying we're past that, but I do think, Momo, we're at the point where if and when it happens, people will be forced to, and I don't mean people as in like everybody, but I think the mouth breathers will be a little bit marginalized in terms of like what reasonable criticism is allowed in polite society. And maybe that's me being Pollyannish and a little too hopeful, but I would like to believe that after what we've been through in 2020.
I'd like to believe that too. I just think, to be real, like, you know, I really think that they want somebody who is like, you know, Branch Rickey, when he decided it was going to be Jackie Robinson, that's going to be our guy. That dude's a Hall of Famer, Clinton.
Yeah,
he's really good.
He won Rookie of the Year. He didn't come up.
Yeah, he stole home. He's amazing. He's like, that guy is so good. And not only was he really good, so he had a really good sense. This guy is going to succeed, okay? Because winning cures everything. So if you're helping my team win, fans are going to get on board. Other players are going to get on board, okay? We need to make sure we're going to succeed. Like that. We also need to know if he's got the right disposition for it. We need to know if he can take all the racists yelling at him from the stands. Can he take it when we go down south and he can't stay in the same hotel? Can he take it when certain teammates or certain opponents don't want to play with him, right? Like, you need to check all those boxes. I think I think Becky's amazing. I think she certainly could be her. The one thing she doesn't have on the resume that I think an owner would want to see is success as a head coach in a sustained period of time where you just kind of like know how to run a team, right? Now, that doesn't say that, you know, look, Steve Nash got a job, okay? He'd never been a head coach, right? Like, there's been plenty of players. Steve Kerr got a job. He'd never been a head coach. He just jumped straight from the broadcast booth to be a head coach. Both of them have been pretty damn good. So it doesn't mean, you know, I could be totally wrong about this. Maybe the Spurs or maybe Pop, who's 72, and I don't know how many years left he's going to go, like, you know, our thought was he was going to do the Olympics and then maybe hang it up. You know, they don't look like they have a succession plan in place. Okay. Maybe it's going to be Becky. Maybe. Yeah, okay.
That's cool. I guess my thing is too, is that like, I feel that if it doesn't happen with Becky, that like there is going to be a reasonable amount of talk about like, how do I say this? Like, what were the Spurs doing the whole time? And right. I'm not, you know, like, I think there is something to be said. It would be weird, I think, at this point, if the next person who coached the San Antonio Spurs was not Becky Hammon. And I mean that in a legitimate basketball sense, because, I'm not as familiar with their bench coach situation as everybody else, but does anybody else on that bench have had coaching experience that I don't know about?
No, but, like, that's a situation where, like, that I looked at – they've got a few assistants like that. I thought maybe they would go with Ime Udoka, who was a longtime Spurs assistant coach. He's kind of worked his way up the bench in a couple of different spots now. Okay. There, Brett Brown is another option, right? Brett was in, you know, obviously he was with Pop for years and years and years. Then he went to Philadelphia. He was coaching that team. Budenholzer. We'll see how long he lasts in Milwaukee, but if he's, you know, if they don't win this year, I think he's on the hot seat. They get a new coach. He might be available. Pop gets the gang back together. I mean, they're going to have some options there in San Antonio in terms of Spurs head coach. I mean, Mike Brown's another guy, right?
I see what you're saying. So basically, there's enough other guys out there that they don't have to stay in-house.
And Pop has a pretty deep coaching tree. Like, if you look at Pop's they're all over the league. And and Spurs guys are all over the NBA, too, in the front offices. So I think Becky is the one that you've heard of. I think she's got the most press. And what I think, I'm not saying that to mean she's not good. She certainly could get it. It's like, just because she's the only female head coach that a lot of, or assistant coach in the NBA that people have heard of, doesn't mean it's going to be her. Because I think, like, and I'll just tell you, like, personality wise, like, the reason I bring up Lindsay Harding, just if you're in a room with her for like 10 minutes, you're like, oh, wow, she's impressive.
Right.
Right. Like that. And like, personality wise, command of the room. I remember watching her walk through the, you know, Staples Center. All these guys in the Lakers were coming up to Lindsay Harding because she just knows everybody. Like, Rondo comes up to her, hey, what's up, Linz? You know, I mean, like there's just and I actually think this is a great conversation, because to me is saying there's a lot of female coaching talent out there.
Let's have it. We got to break right quick, but we're going to get to that later in the show. The women of 2020 in sports, I think, is quite the topic, because a lot of things have happened beyond just the NBA, and we're going to get all into that.
Yeah.
Clint Yates, Ramona Shelburne filling in for Sedano and LZ. We're going to tease a great segment next, because what you need to know is going to be really fun.